Now open your question paper and look at part one.
You will hear five short conversations.
For each question, there are three pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Where will the friends meet?
Hi, it's Maria. Got your message. Yeah, I'd like to go to the movies. There's a film called Light World 2. Or a comedy. Don't mind which. Shall we meet outside the cinema?
Or, I know, at the coffee bar on the corner. We could have a snack before we go in. We could meet at the bus stop.
Mum's driving me into town this afternoon to buy some trainers, so I won't have to get the bus. But something to eat first is a good idea. Shall we say 6 o'clock?
OK.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Maria. Got your message. Yeah, I'd like to go to the movies. There's a film called Light World 2. Or a comedy. Don't mind which. Shall we meet outside the cinema?
Or, I know, at the coffee bar on the corner. We could have a snack before we go in. We could meet at the bus stop.
Mum's driving me into town this afternoon to buy some trainers, so I won't have to get the bus. But something to eat first is a good idea. Shall we say 6 o'clock?
OK.
Two. What has the girl forgotten to bring?
Drink up your coffee. We'll be late for class. What are you looking for now? Don't tell me you've left your essay at home. You said you were working on it till midnight.
Don't worry. It was the first thing I put in my bag. Look, here it is. I won't be a second. Just checking everything. Pen. Now, where did a... Oh, dear. You'll be able to lend me one, won't you? Keys. Oh, here they are, in my pocket, as usual.
Now listen again.
Drink up your coffee. We'll be late for class. What are you looking for now? Don't tell me you've left your essay at home. You said you were working on it till midnight.
Don't worry, it was the first thing I put in my bag. Look, here it is. I won't be a second, just checking everything. Pen. Now, where did a... Oh, dear. You'll be able to lend me one, won't you? Keys. Oh, here they are, in my pocket, as usual.
Three. Which TV programme is on at 9 o'clock tonight?
Because of the ski jumping finals, we're late finishing, so there are some changes to this evening's programmes. We won't now show the nature programme about the dolphins found near the Florida coast at 9 o'clock. Instead, Tim Wong's Chinese Kitchen will be at this time, an hour later than advertised. You can see the nature programme at its usual time next week.
Now listen again.
Because of the ski jumping finals, we're late finishing, so there are some changes to this evening's programmes. We won't now show the nature programme about the dolphins found near the Florida coast at 9 o'clock. Instead, Tim Wong's Chinese Kitchen will be at this time, an hour later than advertised. You can see the nature programme at its usual time next week.
Four. How will the man book tickets for the show?
Shall we go to the boat show? It's on for 3 weeks, but you need to book if you want to go on the first night because there's a party.
Really? Let's go. How do you book?
On the internet or by phone. Or there's a form to fill in this week's TV magazine with a discount on each ticket.
I like saving money, but the post's always so slow. I prefer to talk to someone when I'm making a booking. Just leave it to me.
Now listen again.
Shall we go to the boat show? It's on for 3 weeks, but you need to book if you want to go on the first night because there's a party.
Really? Let's go. How do you book?
On the internet or by phone. Or there's a form to fill in this week's TV magazine with a discount on each ticket.
I like saving money, but the post's always so slow. I prefer to talk to someone when I'm making a booking. Just leave it to me.
Five. What will the man do this winter?
Will you go on working as a gardener when winter comes, Jim? You'll get very cold and wet working outside.
Well, last winter I took a job in a supermarket. They're advertising for staff again at the moment, but I prefer being in the fresh air, even when the weather's bad. I'd really like to get a job abroad, in the sun, but all the ones I've seen need building skills, which I haven't got. So I'll just stay in my present job for the time being.
Now listen again.
Will you go on working as a gardener when winter comes, Jim? You'll get very cold and wet working outside.
Well, last winter I took a job in a supermarket. They're advertising for staff again at the moment, but I prefer being in the fresh air, even when the weather's bad. I'd really like to get a job abroad, in the sun, but all the ones I've seen need building skills, which I haven't got. So I'll just stay in my present job for the time being.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You will hear a news reporter called Angela Bond talking on the radio about her job. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
Mm, it sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock. But that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling. But I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat, and when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.
Now listen again.
And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
It sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock, but that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling, but I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat, and when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.
That is the end of part 2.